Well, when it comes to the EPA's proposed nutrient water standards,
probably the most threatening thing that Florida agriculture has now.
That's Florida House Representative Leonard Bembry, who says that the ruling puts Florida in a defensive position and makes them responsible for waters flowing down from other states.
I think it's very unfortunate that the Environmental Protection Agency has decided to pursue Florida and Florida alone. I don't think that this situation is reasonable, nor do I think that we ought to be subjected to that just as one state individually.
Bembry adds that it's an issue that will certainly affect the state as a whole, but that agriculture may take the brunt.
Through best management practices, Florida agriculture has been dealing with this issue for a lot of years. And DEP has probably assimilated some of the best background and information of anybody around.
And don't forget about the EPA hearings on the issue to be held February 16th through the 18th. You must pre-register to attend, and in order to do so, log on to our website at southeastagnet.com and search for EPA nutrient criteria, and then follow the links posted in the stories. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.